Adam, you good morning.
Oh, hello, Adam. How are you today?
Mr. Smith, how are you? How are you?
No, I'm Peter. My father was Mr.
Right. Hello, Peter. What can I do for you?
Rubbish.
Yes. That's not a critique of the program, I hope.
No, because Jenny's listening and I'd hate to upset Jenny.
Right, okay.
It is one of the major problems that local government face.
Right.
Because the EPA are charging us a lot of money.
Right.
I think our council's paying about close to $200,000 a year to get rid of waste.
Right. This is the thing. It is an expensive exercise. Adelaide Hills Council are saying they're $50,000 over budget in the last year. It cost them, and they budgeted $98,000 for it. So they're up to $150,000 for hard rubbish. It's really expensive.
But it is expensive, and we've got an item about a person who used to do our rubbish stuff who still owes us $110,000, and he's gone through the hoop.
Right.
But, you know, it is a massive... And in our rates review now, we're looking at charging sort of similar to the ENWS. If the water runs past your place, you can pay for it.
Right.
So if you have a house on a road that has a rubbish pickup, you will have to pay $165 per year,
right,
to have your bin collected.
Right. Now that's from an accounting point of view, that makes sense. But what other job is council doing? I mean, that is kind of your job, isn't it, to pick up my rubbish?
Now, once upon a time, it used to be about rates, roads and rubbish.
Yeah.
And it's not. The federal and state government, who every now and again flick us a few shillings.
Right.
They have given us so much extra work to do.
Yeah.
Because of what they think we should be doing. I mean, you know, we're running programs for the public, which I'm not against, but they were...
It's not fundamental to the operation.
Well, it is. I mean, we pay more than our rates, nearly, on staff alone.
Now, yeah, right.
I know that's our fault, but local government has got too much to do, and we are just paying. We're running at a loss every year. When we open our doors on the first business day of July, we are already in the red.
Right. So,
and there's no
what's the downside of that? Like, what happens if you're in the red?
Well, if you were a business, you'd be put into...
Yeah, but you're not a business, you're a council. So what's the problem with running at a loss? I mean,
if you run at a loss, you get a situation where that loss just continues to go up every year, and then...
But if the government's asking you to do it, you have to do it. And if you do that at a loss...
Well, they're not going to help pay the loss.
Well, someone has to.
Yeah, the ratepayers.
Right.
So the bottom line is...
But we already pay our rates.
Well, if we wanted to put up our rates to get out of debt and to pay every single thing we needed to pay,
right,
we'd probably have to go for about an 8 to 10% increase per year.
Right. So instead of slugging us for the things that you're meant to do for us, which is pick up, and I'm not saying you, but yeah, council, pick up rubbish and maintain our roads and keep services to our homes, why can't we charge people for the other services, those programs that you say are chewing up all the money?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, look at transport. We should never, ever have allowed B-doubles to drive on country roads.
Right.
They are tearing the sides of the roads up, and we've got a bill in our council of about $12 million to fix up the roads running through our area. We can't afford $12 million. We've only got 10,000 ratepayers, for goodness sake.
Right. So, that's a whole question about council size and viability, isn't it? But if we are disgruntled about the fact that we're being asked to pay more and more for things that should be in our rates, Is it a letter to council or is it a letter to the state and federal governments? Who do we send a complaint to?
Well, basically the state and federal governments. The state government just puts so much onto local government that isn't part of rates, roads and rubbish. And roads that are owned by the State Transport Authority or federal roads, why should we be paying to repair them?
So we should be writing to Vicky Chapman?
Well, yeah.
She's the Minister for Planning and Local Government, and that would be someone to write to.
Yes, I think that's a very good idea. Okay. Write to the local government association, tell them you're not happy, but don't just tell them I'm not happy with what's going on. Tell them exactly why.